The Daily Shift is here, and I hope everyone has enjoyed their October. And also, now that we are officially in November, it's, well, kind of. It's the first step in many. But we're in November nonetheless. You were only like a day through. But I hope this day was great. I know that I had an interesting October 31st. It wasn't the greatest, it wasn't the worst, but I had a lot of fun. You know? Like, so it was like a mid-note for the middle of the week, you know? It was like, not middle of the week, I'm sorry. For the start of the week, it wasn't like the best note, but it was like a mid note, you know? For October, I'm sorry if I'm rambling, I'm just saying the same thing over, but I'm trying to find the right words for it, because like after that, November 1st, which is Tuesday, it was really, really good. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, does anyone feel like they have like a bad start, a bad end to the month, and then a really good start to the new month, or opposite? Like, I feel like that's a thing. Anyway, as we move forward, so there's a lot that I want to talk about today, because I did not really talk about the peach cobbler pop tart. Yesterday, it was delicious. It was really good. The Monster March marshmallows, Jet Puff marshmallows, were actually extremely good too. Like, I don't know. Like, either way, the colors, it was appealing to the eye. It had the chocolate in there. So like, it was just really good. The sprinkles that were, appealing to the eye. Delicious. The peach cobbler pop tart, that was a little, it was really good. Like, I might finish that whole pack, and you folks know it's hard for me to finish a whole pack of anything, because I always catch myself like, oh, I still have this might be the first thing that I finish. Like, I'm on my second pack, because I don't know, I just have the problem of whenever I get one, I have a broken, like, it ends up a broken mess, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be, like, a good snack on the go. And then when I finally get a hold of it, it's crushed into tiny bits. But no, I did enjoy it. It was a little sweet, but I think that's a really good, like, little dessert or something. I really do enjoy that. I want to talk about this. I'll talk about that at entertainment. We'll save that. What we're gonna do? We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do stuff. Nothing specific. Just stuff. You know what happens. Don't act like you are not surprised by what happens on this show. Just like you, I'm sure you're not surprised what happens sometimes in your day. You're like, yep, that figures. Like. The month of October is over. Back to the poop jokes. Like, this is... we're going to take a break. Come back. And then I think we're just going to get into the question of the day. We also have the facts. And also, we have the entertainment, like I mentioned earlier. You know how to find us, anchor.fm. CastBox, Stitcher, Wisdom, the app. You can join the after show. I don't know what to call it. After show show? Either way, you can join us there. This is The Daily Shift. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. Now I hate you. Now I remember when you called me late at night. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. So good to be. And I know it ain't pretty when I'm hot, bro. And I hope everyone is glad to be back. Well, why, may you ask? Because it's the first day of November. Tuesday has been phenomenal. It just feels weird knowing that we're on Tuesday and it's the first. And Monday was the end of the Monday was the end of the month, and Tuesday is like the start. So can we just call Tuesday like the new norm? I think a lot of people would feel a lot better if we did that, right? If we just started calling Tuesday like the, well, no, it's the start of the week. Whoa, it's Tuesday. Ah, it's going to be a good day. I feel like a lot of people would feel a lot better. Just move the day forward a little bit, or call Monday something else. I don't know. Speaking of like calling something something else, or just doing something new in general, I want to lean into this topic here, which is the question of the day. If you find yourself sleeping at a weird time, do you try to change that? So if you find yourself sleeping every Monday at a certain time, do you try to change that up? Do you know? Like, is that like an involuntary? No, that's an involuntary action, right? Because you don't, sometimes you don't want to be awake. It's an involuntary action. It's just something that happens. Is that a force of habit? Maybe we'll look up facts about forces of habit today. I don't know. But like when that happens, like if you find yourself, if you find yourself sleeping at a weird time, do you try to like change that? Or not even just that, like involuntary actions or subconscious actions in general. For example, if you are on a phone and you are like walking and you find yourself pacing back and forth, and some people do that. I know I'm guilty of that. I will pace back and forth. I will like walk around certain areas, and like at the end of the phone call, I'll look around and I'll be like, where am I? I'm like in the wilderness. There's a deer like galloping by. I'm near a creek that I've never seen before. I ask what state I'm in. They say I'm in Ohio for some reason. None of that is helpful to me. Like if I'm on a phone, like I'm literally just walking around. And I know there's got to be like subconscious things that people do that are similar to that. And I think that's beautifully you. That's something I would definitely say that's beautifully you, because it's something that like only that you really do. Like nobody else falls asleep during that same day. I mean, I'm not saying like every day that you fall asleep or whatever, but there are like certain days, like every Monday you fall asleep at a certain time because that's when you're usually tired. Your body is like, it has that, what do they call it? Internal clock going on. So I think that's really cool. I personally think that's awesome. Like I said, I think that's a good way of showing that you're beautifully you. But I think a lot of people like talk on the phone and then pace back and forth. But you don't make the same designs that I do. I'll make like a figure eight. Like there'll be, I'll like paint the Mona Lisa as I'm. if you just put like the paint in the right places, I'm pretty sure I'll make some kind of beautiful design for you that you can. It'll just be made out of my feet. I don't know who would want that, but it would be out for sale. Coming up next November. But no, I do find like subconscious things interesting. So maybe we'll just do facts about like what facts about the subconscious. I think that'd be interesting, right? You know, the show is never well prepared. And then like if we find something better, we end up going with that. Like we just lean into it at this point. Like, come on. Like, it's just not, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I lean into it because, like I said, I was having a bad day. No, not a bad day. Sorry, not a bad day. I want to take that back. Not a good or a bad day for October 31st. I had more fun than bad. But then today, it was just great. It was phenomenal. It started out great, and it started out great on an early note. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I know, 7 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing at 7 o'clock in the morning? Well, I go hiking. I really do. Like, I go and I feed the squirrels, and there's a lot of other things. Like, I go and feed the squirrels, and I go for a walk. Sometimes I go skateboarding right after the walk, and I just like to get out and start the day outside somewhere, maybe the beach, maybe just around nature. And you would think I'd be done with nature due to all the bees, but no, I'm finding a way to put an end to it. I've amassed an army of crows, squirrels, and ducks. The ducks and the crows are still at odds. The squirrels are, they don't really trust the crows too much. Like, whenever they're around, because they come in masses. The birds come in masses, so this has nothing to do with the question of the day, by the way. We've completely abandoned the question of the day. We're on to the squirrel, ducks, and crow talk. Now that October 31st is over, Halloween is over, let's get back down to business. These bees gotta go. No, but oh, well, we do need to go. We do need to go. We need to go on break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do. People are like, oh, what? Yeah, well, we have the facts coming up, and which is probably gonna be about I don't know. We're gonna figure something out for that. We also have the entertainment segment. I want to talk about Smile, because somebody that's really cool, interesting person that I would call it a hangout. Like, we met, like, hanging out with people that we both knew, mutual friends. And I wanted to talk about that. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to come back and talk about Smile. That's going to be in the entertainment segment, though. So what you want to do is you want to keep it locked right here on The Daily Shift. Pretend when the tears roll down, it's like you ain't even noticed them. If you had a heart, I was hoping that you would show it some. Starting off a new month, a fresh start. It's just good. It just I don't know. There's something in the air. It's different than what it was with October. Can you feel it? I don't know. I'm excited for it. I hope you all are. And I hope you're all excited for the month of November and everything that encompasses, or whatever. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm noticing it. It could be a sign that I'm dying. No, I'm joking. But no. The month of November is here. That means the holiday season is, like, it's either here for some people or it's right around the corner. Either way, you know a lot of food's going to be involved. Possibly gifts. for some people, fireworks. What else? Like, decorations. So, this is, like, I mean, if you already haven't started buying what you need, like the food products or the, or maybe it would have been early to buy the food products, but you know what I mean. Like buying the directions. Some places do need directions, like when it comes to, how to assemble, like, the lawn and stuff like that. The decorations for some people are already out. Don't forget that, we need to do the most important thing about this segment, of course, the facts. It's the whole reason that we're in this segment. And if you want to follow along and read, they come from Gail Mara, hypnotherapy.com. So, GAILMARRAHHYPNOTHERAPY.com. These facts are going to come from here. Why do they look a little funny? And the first one is subconscious mind's dream. I don't even think I told you. It's going to be 9 interesting facts about your subconscious mind. Oh, we're just starting off this week with the facts, Rocky. Like, whatever. So number one, the subconscious mind dreams. And there's a little bit of an article there that goes on about that. And I feel like we're always daydreaming. Does anyone else daydream? So I feel like that can be that can be really true. See here. We have number two. Subconscious mind controls 95% of your life. And I believe that. I think that's like really true. Like I said, involuntary actions and stuff like that. I don't know if those are the same as subconscious, but like at certain times you're like, oh, well, I gotta use the restroom. Oh, I gotta like, and it's always around the certain times, right? I was trying to read over the little article here, but I did not have the time. But what we can do is that you can look that over when you have the time. Number three is the subconscious mind is always awake. I wonder if they go into detail if it's going to be if it's awake while you're sleeping. You know, it says always awake. So you could read the article there and see if you find anything. Number four. The subconscious mind is habit-based. Aha! Well, that, I think I kind of already knew that. So number five. the subconscious mind takes everything literally. I don't know what that means, but that sounds... I don't know. Well... The subconscious mind, number six, is the subconscious mind is present-based. I'm sorry, folks. Number seven is the subconscious mind is like a computer processor. And there are two more, but I'm going to leave those for you. As it gets later and later here in the into the night, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get into the entertainment because we still have to talk about Smile. Still have to talk about, I think we talked about the, no, maybe I did not, the Pop-Tarts, maybe I'll just do it again, the Pop-Tarts and the Monster Mash. The Pop-Tarts were really delicious, peach cobbler flavored are really good. I enjoyed them. They were a little sweet, but I think I might finish that whole box. They were just that good. They are, and you know I don't really finish stuff on the show, so I can't wait to, have more. I've had two packages already. I got into the Monster Marsh, the jet puffed marshmallow. Jet puff marshmallows that are flavored Monster Marsh. Like they have like a creamy filling and it's chocolate. It's a chocolate filling in the middle. And those are really good as well. So I wonder, out of both of those, I like the Pop-Tarts, I think more though. Just because the marshmallow, it's like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm more partial to pies than anything, pies and cheesecake. So maybe the fact that it's a tart, Pop-Tart, it's a mini tart, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it. But either way, this is, and plus, the flavor is peach cobbler, like, so, it's close to a pie. Anyway, we're gonna take a break, we're gonna come back, we're gonna get into the entertainment, which I hope you all are ready for, and then, I don't know what's happening. We'll focus on that after the break. So, in the meantime, keep it locked. I'm not going to even go into detail what I think that is. Macaroni and cheese. That sounds disgusting. But, what doesn't sound disgusting is the entertainment. Because I had the peach cobbler Pop-Tart, and I think another reason that I enjoyed it is because it's based off of a pot or a cobbler. Like, it's a peach cobbler. I'm not even a fan of peach, and I enjoyed it. I actually bought, like, pureed peaches because I want to make, like, smoothies out of them. You know, I want to try this, like, because I'm going to just throw some bananas, some fresh strawberries, maybe even blueberries. I don't know if blueberries and peach mix, but we're going to find out. I want to try that really bad. I want to try, like, maybe I like peach now. I don't know. Do palates change over time? That's a different question for a different day. But yeah, no, I enjoyed that Pop-Tart, the peach cobbler Pop-Tart. It was really good. Also, the marshmallow jet puffed Monster Marsh flavors were really good. It had like a chocolate cream filling. It was decorative. It was a green marshmallow with sprinkles, purple and orange. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't too sweet or anything like that. It was having like a s'mores, really. And I enjoyed it. I hope other people try it and they enjoy it. And try the Pop-Tart. Because these are things that I can tell you that I enjoyed that kind of stuff in general. Like, I don't know what it is, like the peach. I think it's the peach cobbler. Like, it was a little bit sweet, but I enjoyed that. If you want to try these while watching the movie Smile, which is what this entertainment segment's going to be about today, I think you should do it. Just grab a few snacks and then try that out, because it would be a good mix, like a horror movie and just some nice snacks. Like, during the movie, it was just really good. Like, one of the first people to be injured or hurt or whatever you want to call it, in the movie, Smile, which is rated R, if I'm not mistaken, first of all, did a phenomenal job portraying desperation. The way she portrayed it was just great. Oh. Like, there were two people that, like, at the beginning that were just really good, but, like, she portrayed desperation really well. And, some of the stuff, like, they did didn't really make sense to me. I'm like, why didn't you just, you know, you could have done something, you know? Like, I kind of just feel like, oh, yeah, okay, you didn't really try on that. That was, like, zero effort on your end. But, yeah, I think that was a good movie in general. Like, some of the things were unexpected that happened. And it took me by surprise, at the very least. It took me by surprise. And, one of the things that I did notice that was continuously happening is that, like, I figured out, like, what was going on before the people in the movie, and I'm like, well, it's happening to you. You didn't figure this out? Like, I figured this out in the first 20 seconds. Like, and we just watched the same thing. Like, but I do like movies that do that, because, I mean, essentially horror movies are, well, what's happening? Who's it happening? Like, what's happening? How's it happening? What's doing it? Or whatever. Like, it's asking all these questions, and then eventually you're going to figure it out. Like, okay, what's happening? What is it? How do we get rid of it? Or how do we solve the problem? So I like that. And like I like a lot of the whodunits, though. They make stuff like that very fun. And this was like a whodunit, but a different version. And I think it did a really good job. I enjoyed it. It was very, very, very good. It had unexpected scary parts in it, you know? And certain things that I didn't expect to be creepy were actually pretty creepy. As I kept looking, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, that's hideous, like, you know? And I don't know, even like, man, like, when you start thinking about it, like, it's like, what do you do? Movies that make you ask yourself, well, what do you do now? That's the kind of movies that I like, because it's like, well, what's their solution? I knew what the solution was, but I wonder if they were going to find another way. So if you know, like, halfway through the movie, if you think you know, then let me know. You can let me know on anchor.fm. You can send me a message. You can say hello. You can just chat it up. Send me a message. You can also listen to the podcast there. Also, you can do the same on iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, Spotify. You can also message us and voice message us on Instagram, DailyShift4. DailyShift4 is what it is. Just the number 4, DailyShift number 4. And then you can message us on Instagram, voicemail, or whatever, however you want to reach out to us, we'll be there. So with that being said, if you're heading into Wednesday, and I hope you're having a fantastic November 2nd. Sorry, this is just one. Now I'm ready to, like, and my body's like, well, can we rest, hibernate until the end of November, since we're going to be doing shopping and all that other kind of jazz? Don't forget that that's going on. Do your holiday shopping if you need to do it. Now's the time. Get your decorations, the food, whatever you need. Just like you need your sleep. So that means if it's nighttime and it's Tuesday, then good night. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.